Hi, and welcome to AnimeClub.net, where we review the enemies and mangas just for you. AnimeClub.net. It is February the 6th, 2009. For those who have been still listening to my old podcast, I'm going to try to move my podcast to my own website, see if I can do it. If not, I'll just keep it on Podomatic. That's the only reason why you don't see very many episodes archived as on there, because I have limited space on there, while on my website, I have quite a bit of space. I have, I think, like 500 megabytes on my one with Podomatic, when I can stick it onto my 10 gigabyte one, or I can stick it onto SkyDrive or something like that and then link it with my website, but we'll see what happens. And if anybody's been trying to get on our website, you will have seen that it's been moved. It's been moved to GoDaddy. It took about a week for that to happen, if anybody's been on within the week for that website. I'm going to be improving it and everything. The domain name is still the same. It's theanimeclub.net. The only thing I have up and running on it is theanimeclub.net/podcast, and it's a blog there of what's going to be happening to the website. I'll have more databases for, like, music and videos. I'll try to get more video podcasts out there, hopefully. If not, it'll just be more animation videos. I'll do a better job this time with it than I did last time, which was just an HTML page with a few embedded videos on it. I'm going to do better than that. I'll just have some sort of downloading thing, or I'll just have it stream out to you from our website. I'll say how that works, but if it doesn't work too well, then oh well. The podcast, I'm thinking of moving it for every 2 weeks, but I'm not sure. If anybody knows, I haven't been on for the last, I think, 3 months for my podcast. It's because I've been busy with school, and I've been trying to catch up since I was snowed in for the last 2 weeks of December, and I'm still trying to catch up with my work right now. I'm almost done with catching up and everything, which is why I'm starting it now. If there's anything else that you think should go with the website, please email me. Email me at ronikenshin_real@yahoo.com. I'm going to try to get an email address for our website, because I have that, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet, but hopefully I'll soon be able to figure it out. That song you heard at the beginning is from a show called show/manga called Flame of Recca. I discovered this the other day. I've been reading quite a bit of I'm on like volume 20. It's pretty interesting. It's a cross between, I don't know, Dragon Ball Z, Yo-Yo Hakusho, and maybe humorous stuff. It's just way out there and everything. I like it really a lot, so I hope you enjoy it. I would go and check it out. I've started reading all my manga online, because I just can't afford to go and pay for it myself. I'm going to mangavolume.com. I'm on chapter 176 for it right now. There's 329 chapters for it, and it's a pretty good show. I just told you what's across between. It's like Yu Yu Hakusho, and then has some similarities to like Dragon Ball Z and things like that. And then it has like it's to do with like a ninja and things like that. So, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you. It's a good animation, I think. If you're into like like a lot of the Yu Yu Hakusho type series, you'll probably like this one as well. I'm also looking into probably reviewing Korotora. I'm just refreshing my memory for it. I'm starting to read this online as well. This is another one called 8manga.com. I'm a fan of it on there. I would download these out, but I can't afford to go and pay for $3 a month for this stupid thing because I don't got a credit card. I go through my parents for this. But I hope you enjoy everything here. If you want to go and download the episodes, you can go to relapse.com and just look for Flame of Recca. There's a few ads every once in a while pop up as a main screen. I hate it, but normally if you go back and then go forward again, you'll be able to download it. They just come up every once in a while. You don't have to really worry about where it's going to be blocked if you like download it from school or something. They have, let's see, I think, yeah, 43 episodes. That's 43. Yeah, 42 episodes. That's all they have right now. I don't know how much further they'll go for that or not, because he seems to be really old. It's like old as like probably Rurouni Kenshin or something like that. But I hope you enjoy the stuff like that. And there's plenty of other stuff on Reality Labs. You can go and look for like Bleach, Naruto, or all the old ones that you think. It has all the anime listings you can have. They have a chat room and all that. MP3s. I don't go for here for MP3s. I go to Gendu.com. You can go sign up for them. It's free to sign up and everything. But just go ahead. I've done all my music from there. If you find out where I'm making my music, it's from them. They even got certain songs, but that doesn't bother me because I really don't care for some of those animations. Maybe some of them I do, but they don't got those either. Like Rurouni Kenshin, they don't got those animation songs, but I know you can find other ways to get them, and I'm not going to tell you how. I hope you enjoy the podcast to come. I'll be very hard working at our website. I'll be changing it to PHP so you can have like a database for our own music and videos. I'll be doing my own videos for this stuff, maybe video reviews. But there's some decent guys out there that do better videos probably than what I'll ever do because I don't got the right equipment for it. You can go to a one that I always watch is truckshun.tv. Trackshun.tv. You can go and subscribe to it over on iTunes as well at Trackshun. You just type it in. He does a review once a week, once a month, I think it is, and he does three animations. He usually gives them a truck or a Sean if he likes them or not. I don't always go off of him though. I just see what animations out there that he has reviewed to see if I like them myself. But some of them, he just it's personal preference for him that he doesn't like. Another one I watch, or actually listen to, I can't think of their name right now. They're probably the first people who actually created doing review anime reviews and things like that, and they have a whole bunch of databases for stuff like that. And you can go check them out. Just type in anime, searches them for podcasts in iTunes. Hopefully, you ping in there, and if there's new members coming in, please stick in there. I'll have a form up. I'll probably put some polls in the blog there that we set up. As you've known, it's theanimeclub.net/podcast. If you type in theanimeclub.net, you'll end up hitting a page under construction since I don't have the main website up and running yet. But hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the podcasts that are soon to come. I might be doing it every day or twice a week. Probably a better idea because I can't do it every single day. It's just too time consuming and I just don't got that type of time on me right now, especially with college going on. I just hope you enjoy it, and there are new things to come.
Meta machine.